This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow. In the beginning, there was an editorial in the New York Times. Last May, Dr. Lawrence Krauss, head of the Department of Physics at Case Western Reserve University, wrote an editorial for the New York Times about the efforts to introduce a form of the biblical story of creation called intelligent design into high school science classrooms. In it, he wrote that the Roman Catholic Church, quote, apparently has no problem with the notion of evolution as it is currently studied by biologists. Well, perhaps that might not be the case, because then an opinion piece in the New York Times followed, this one written by Catholic Cardinal Christopher Schoenborn. And in that op-ed, Schoenborn wrote, quote, evolution in the sense of common ancestry might be true, but evolution in the neo-Darwinian sense, and an unguided process of random variation and natural selection, is not. Any system of thought that denies or seeks to explain away the overwhelming evidence for design in biology is ideology, not science. But then in a story in the New York Times, Cardinal Schoenborn is quoted as saying that his essay was not approved by the church. So this editorial and what followed has left many wondering whether the Catholic Church has indeed changed its position. Does the new pope stand where does he stand in regard to evolution? Does he stand with the pope coming before him? So joining me now to talk about this is my guest, Dr. Lawrence Krauss. He has been trying to get the Catholic Church to clarify its position. Dr. Krauss is the author of several books, including Adam and the Physics of Star Trek, and he joins us today by phone. Welcome back to Science Friday, Lawrence.
Oh, it's always good to be here.
So let's follow this up. Did you write a letter to the Pope asking him to clarify his position?
Yes, actually, once I got the new information from the New York Times that the Cardinal had, in some sense, been prompted by my piece, which was quite a reconciliatory piece in the sense of indicating the longstanding position of the Church ever since John Paul II, certainly, that they had no problem with evolution. I felt it was very important to get the Church to clarify its stance, because the point is, whether or not the Cardinal is speaking as a loose cannon personally, his remarks are going to be used by those in this country who are trying to both attack the teaching of science and use the incorrect argument that somehow you have to be an atheist to believe in evolution. And it's vitally important that we can point to the Catholic Church, among other places, as saying, look, sound theology implies that it can never disagree with the results of science. As one of the popes once said, Leo XIII said, truth cannot contradict truth. Mm-hmm. So I asked several well-known Catholic biologists to join me, and I wrote a letter to the Pope reviewing recent Catholic theology from Pope John Paul II, and also from the International Theological Commission, which, by the way, the current Pope Benedict was in charge when he was Cardinal Ratzinger, which again explicitly said that there is no problem with evolution, that God is the cause of all causes, and therefore can work through natural selection or any other natural mechanism the divine being wants to, and therefore there's no problem. And it's very important that, as I say, that we hopefully get the Church to renounce this rogue statement of the Cardinal, which is not just bad science. Most people I've talked to think it's bad theology.
Do you have any indication of when the Vatican might be getting back to you, or if it will respond?
Well, within the Vatican, there are various groups that I've been talking to. The Pontifical Academy. The Pontifical Academy is a group of scientists who advised the Vatican, and it was, in fact, the Pope's letter to the Pontifical Academy when there was a conference discussing biology and evolution almost a decade ago. It was in that letter that John Paul II described the Church's view. And the Pontifical Academy has indicated that they are strongly behind the letter that we have written, and, in fact, may use it as a template for a statement. The president of the Pontifical Academy, Nicholas Cabibbo, an Italian physicist, has spoken out and actually had an interview where he argues that this is a grave mistake. And several other individuals, Father George Coyne, who's the director of the Vatican Observatory, has written also a letter to the Pope and now written an article for a Catholic magazine, which appeared in England a few days ago, again supporting the viewpoint raised in our letter. Now, the Catholic Church does not act quickly in these this regard, and I expect what may happen. Certainly, the Pontifical Academy is planning now to organize a meeting on evolution as a result of this, and that would be a prime opportunity for the Pope to speak out. But that will probably take several years. I would be personally amazed if I got a letter from the Pope on this directly. But I hope he will use this as an opportunity to speak out at the proper time. I should also say that I'm happy that the Pope has an email address, because I emailed him the letter as well as FedEx did, and the amusing thing was that FedEx called me at one point saying that they couldn't find the Pope in the Vatican.
No kidding. So you think he got the email, though? He might have gotten it.
Yes.
You think it's important that the Catholic Church sort of come out and re-up its opinion on this?
Well,
recertify what it was saying.
I mean, exactly. As I put it before, the Catholic Church has had a long history since Galileo of having had problems with science that they've overcome. A divide between sort of science and religion that they've overcome. And the last thing that we want is to take that bridge and destroy it. And because the theology that you need, the notion that there has to be explicit evidence for design in order for there to have been design is just, you know, if you believe that God designed the universe with a purpose, is just false. There does not have to be explicit evidence for design, and science is certainly neutral when it comes to the issue of God. That's what I wrote in my original piece for the New York Times. I used a wonderful example, I thought, which was the example of Georges Lemaître, who was the person who first discovered the Big Bang solution of Einstein's equation that led to our understanding there's a Big Bang, and that dramatically changed the view in science. People had thought up to that point that the universe had to have been eternal and static, and now people realized it could have had a beginning. At the time, the Pope at the time got very excited and thought that this was a scientific proof of Genesis. And Lemaître, while he was a Catholic priest, advised the Pope and said, no, this is a scientific theory. You can take whatever metaphysical implications you want from it, but it's neutral when it comes to the existence of God. You can take it to mean that there is that there is purpose, or that science can explain the evolution of the universe without anything other than these equations. And it's so that the science is independent of the theological interpretation, and that's certainly true with evolution. The evidence of the last 100 years has been that evolution describes the way the diversity of life we now see on Earth arose and evolved, and you do not need to see the explicit hand, the divine hand of God, in order for science to be in accord with religion.
Well, I guess what I'm also asking is why go through all of this trouble to get this clarification? You think it's that important?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. I mean, the Catholic Church is not, as I also said in my original piece, known as being a particularly forward-thinking group in science. I mean, it does problems with stem cell research and et cetera. And so it's not as if I rely personally on the Catholic Church for guidance on these issues, but nevertheless, a lot of people... The Catholic Church represents over a billion people on Earth, and I think it is very important as a guidepost to many people who try and view how to think about science. And in this country, there is a concerted effort, and that's the thing that's really important to realize. In this country, evolution is apparently controversial, and the notion of this obscure notion called intelligent design has more credence than it does anywhere else around the world, and the reason is that there are a few well-financed groups, like the Discovery Institute, that have created an incredibly successful public relations campaign to convince people that somehow evolution is controversial, even though it isn't. In the scientific literature, it isn't. Intelligent design, and this notion that is not particularly well defined, that somehow life is too complex to have evolved or whatever, is it doesn't appear in the scientific literature at all. It doesn't make any predictions. It hasn't added anything to our understanding of nature. But in this country, many people think it's somehow an alternative to evolution. And when, in fact, last week, unfortunately, George Bush, in what I think is a very unfortunate and inappropriate statement, argued that somehow intelligent design, or quote, the other side, should be taught in high school science classes. So it indicates that if people somehow think that both the Pope and the President, the Catholic Church and the President, are somehow arguing that a well-known and well-tested scientific theory must be wrong, then that's a serious problem in this country. But I should add that in other industrialized countries, people just can't understand why there's even a debate.
Mm-hmm. So far, we've been talking about teaching intelligent design in public schools, and that's revolving mostly around biology. You're a physicist who talks about cosmology. Has that been questioned at all, or we don't see that showing up on the radar screen as much?
Well, we don't see it showing on the radar screen as much, but the important thing to realize is that what's happening now in this country is really not just an attack on evolution. It's an attack on science. The viewpoint that's espoused, particularly by Discovery Institute in their documents when you look at them online, is that somehow because God does not appear explicitly in the equations of science or in the discussions of science, because science doesn't explicitly include God, that somehow science is immoral. And in my opinion, evolution here is just a straw man that's being used to try and get God introduced explicitly in the curriculum. And when you look at several states that have, as has happened recently in the last year or two, that have tried to either require the teaching of quote-unquote intelligent design or quote-unquote evidence against evolution, often in the same curricular changes that are proposed, you'll see discussions of the age of the Earth, Lawrence, and the existence of the Big Bang removed.
All right, Lawrence, we have to go. I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Okay, and good luck. It's a pleasure as always, Ira. You take care.
Dr. Lawrence Krauss, we'll be right back after this short break. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.